Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500. Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit arrcled.com.
I'm sitting here with someone who's a mystery guest until I introduce him, but you wouldn't be happy if you didn't get your cool fact of the day, would you? Today's cool fact of the day is pretty interesting because it's about the bowhead whale, which may hold the secret to anti-aging.
Oh, wow.
And this probably is the longest lived mammal. It's about 200 years.
Wow.
I'm going to actually beat it. That's my plan. And they found some genes in it that are related to DNA repair that they think might be why it lives so long. So it actually has genes that we don't have. But I don't see why we couldn't borrow those genes.
Borrow those genes. There you go.
So that means it doesn't get cancer. It's extremely rare, even when they're swimming around in water that's full of this crazy stuff. This
toxic stuff.
And they found some of these spears that have 200-year-old ivory spear tips. It's still embedded in them.
Jesus.
I don't want to live to 200 with ivory spear
tips. No. That's outside. We can do without that part.
Now, and before I tell you who is sitting here next to me in New York City, if you haven't seen the new lemon cookie bars, I can tell you I just shared one here with Dr. Bassoon. Oh, I know who I'm talking to. I'll tell you who he is in a minute. They're really good. It's a brand new product introduction. Tastes, in fact, what did you say, Dr. Bassoon?
It doesn't taste like a bar. It tastes like pastry.
Yeah, it's very pastry-like.
You know, bars, I really don't like bars. It literally tasted like a pastry. What really sucked about this, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use that word.
Yeah, sucked is no idea.
You only gave me a small piece because I wanted more and that's all you had.
I'll send you a case. That solves that problem. Now, Dr. Lionel Bassoon is a friend, and he's a physician right off of Central Park in New York. He treats a lot of successful Wall Street people, a lot of celebrities, and does a very interesting type of anti-aging medicine. I think anti-aging medicine is the right word for the overall part of what you do.
Yeah.
You're also one of the pioneers of something called mesotherapy.
Mesotherapy, yeah.
I want to talk about your approach to anti-aging because it's different.
Okay.
And also to say, what is mesotherapy? How did you come up with this stuff and why are people doing it? It's considered a cosmetic procedure. We did an experiment on me about 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Just to see what it would do. And it was definitely not what I was expecting.
It's a little painful.
Yeah. So let's get started on like how you got into the kind of practice you're in, because there aren't a lot of guys who do what you do. And then let's talk about the specific cool techniques that you work with.
Okay. So I graduated from Mount Sinai in my residency in sports medicine rehab. And I was really excited to go into rehab medicine. One of the things I realized, people didn't seem to be getting what the kind of the results they wanted. And I realized, you know, maybe we need to look at some nutrition and we need to talk to people about some exercise and about some lifestyle. And then guys started coming. And back in the early 90s, if you were prescribing testosterone, most likely you wanted the FDA radar, the medical board radar, the DEA. So people were terrified to do it. So we kind of did some hormones on the ground. And every time you read a prescription, you were like shaking, thinking, oh my God, tomorrow I'm going to have police knocking on my door for writing this prescription.
Right.
But so that kind of that's how that started. And so we started looking at whole body. But to me, anti-aging is not just giving hormones. It's not just doing nutrition. Look, you're big on gut health. And my approach to aging, the first most important thing is if you don't take care of your gut, you know, it doesn't matter how much Botox you have, how much cosmetic surgery you have, how much testosterone you take, it's not going to work. It's a temporary fix. So you have to fix your whole body. And I'm an osteopath, and osteopathic medicine teaches you the whole body approach. And so my approach is to do everything. So we do some cosmetics, we do the stem cells, we do look at the gut health, we look at your hormones, we even now starting to look at genetics so we can look at your health from a genetic perspective, look at the traditional labs, and that's my approach to doing anti-aging. We do everything, the whole body approach.
So you definitely spent time on cosmetic stuff, which is, a lot of people, they look at anti-aging medicine and they think, oh, that's like, you know, Botox. But that's actually maybe not how it works.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the term anti-aging typically started off with medicine. And then the cosmetic companies sort of latched onto it. And then guys who were doing cosmetic procedures started saying we're doing anti-aging. But really, what question is, what is anti-aging? So to me, you have to start fixing things internally, because you could do all the face procedures, but if you don't eat healthy, if you don't fix the gut, don't take care of SIBO, if you have candida, and by the way, if you live in New York, we can't test you for candida anymore.
Yeah.
Which is really a terrible thing.
State regulatory stuff.
State regulatory stuff. But there's ways to figure it out. So we look at a TGF-beta, and if we see a TGF-beta elevated, then most likely I'll treat them.
So what that means, if you're not in the inner circle of that, TGF-beta is an inflammatory marker. And if you read the Bulletproof Diet, you absolutely know, look, inflammation matters more than cholesterol, which doesn't matter much at all unless it's oxidized. And so if you're inflamed, whatever the cause, you got to figure out what it is. And if the inflammation, and you're saying, is candida or systemic yeast, it's going to raise this one inflammatory marker. So even though it's illegal on this side of the water, you go to New Jersey and you get a lab test, but you can't get it in New York.
You can't get it in New York. And if you write a prescription with a New York license, you can't get it done. But we found this a way around now, so Genova Labs will allow us to do a urine test and could look at metabolites. And once they find out we're doing that, they'll probably shut it down too.
Oh,
look, I'm not bashing the state of New York because I live here and work here, but there are a lot of regulations and it's heavily influenced by pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies. So it makes it difficult to do this kind of medicine, but there's ways around it. And at the end of the day, you have to do what's right for the patient.
That's the most important thing. A lot of people listening, I don't want to talk about this too much, but before I started Bulletproof, you know, became known for starting Bulletproof Coffee. I weigh 300 pounds and all that, but I also started a medical lab testing company with my wife, Dr. Lana, and we were testing nationwide, one of the first, like, you can order your test without a doctor kind of companies. Mm-hmm. We were only testing for antibody responses to environmental toxins or infections. So we could see if you were allergic to like titanium hip implants.
Wow.
Before you got titanium. Turns out 10% of people were getting like a reaction to things that are supposed to be hypoallergenic, but not.
Right.
So we had some people who were dying of an allergic response to implants. And
especially if you had a hip implant. You can't just take a Benadryl shot for that. You got to take the thing out.
Yeah.
And that goes through your body, so it becomes very toxic.
And we talk about inflammation as being an underlying thing. The problem is we could never sell that test in New York,
right?
Because the laws in the state are different than all the other states. All the lab companies trying to do this, and for people in New York, it's like, look, there's weird legislation here that means you don't get access to the same data that everyone else in the country gets. It's actually not a level playing field. The New Yorkers are at a disadvantage because of that.
We are. But we try to find ways to work around it.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, 2 + 2 + 1 is always going to be 5. So you figure out, look at other markers and basically extrapolate and based on their symptoms and try to figure out, well, you have a TGF-beta, is elevated, which is an inflammatory marker. You don't have Lyme's disease. You don't have a cancer. You don't have SIBO. So most likely, it's probably some sort of infection going on. And if I have to guess that, you should guess it's a fungus.
I love that you're talking about fungus in the context of anti-aging medicine, because our fungal infections, if inflammation is one of the things that makes people, well, sick, it also makes them age more quickly. So inflamed people or get wrinkled, they get old, and it takes years off their life.
Also, these funguses, eventually, if they live long enough, not the fungus, but I'm sorry, not the patients, but the patients, if it's been there in their intestines long enough, the toxins are being absorbed. The fungus actually leaves the intestines, so it becomes systemic. So people think it's like psoriasis, eczema. People would, I even see with hair loss, sometimes guys come in and they're losing their hair. I'm examining their scalp, and I see these tiny little patches of red stuff, and I say, you know, I think that's a fungus. Let's give you a topical antifungal, and the hair starts growing back. And it's interesting, the dermatologists say antifungals make hair grow, but they don't tell you, well, maybe it's working to grow hair because maybe there's a fungal infecting your scalp and causing the hair to fall out from the toxins that's being produced. Look, toxins, approximately 100 different estrogenic type toxins are produced from fungus.
There you go. The xenoestrogens are a major problem. I just wrote a book about stretch marks, and it's not how you reverse stretch marks. In fact, I'll ask you about that. You probably have some good ideas. But it's what causes them, because I'm covered in stretch marks when I was obese. They started when I was 16. And,
wow.
And so I just did the detective work. But what are all the things that might have caused that? So what should you do if you have one stretch mark to make sure you don't get any more? Because I just wish someone had told me that. It's like it's a buck on Amazon or something. Right. Not like my full-on kind of books, but it's just like the 80 or so pages with all that info. But one of the things in there is inflammation from a fungal infection.
You can have stretch marks.
You can have stretch marks. Do you buy that? It's okay to say no.
Well, it's possible if you could prove there's an infection. But look, women who get, let's go back to your pregnancy.
Yeah.
Your immune system is suppressed, otherwise you're going to reject the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So is it? So if you have an underlying infection, yes, it's possible. But could I say no? Logically, I would say no. But if you look at it from an immune perspective in a pregnant woman, what we typically tend to see, commonly see stretch marks, but people who are overweight, they have infections of in the intestines. They tend to be estrogen dominant. So where's the estrogen coming from? They're not taking excessive estrogen. So it's coming from a source, and if the source is the fungus, then there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that pregnant women are getting their estrogen from that. That's just normal body hormones. But like, why is a 16-year-old or a 22-year-old with stretch marks? I have like my hips, like I've got like zero stripes on my abdomen, and even though I have like a six pack now, but I still have a zero six pack. That some of that was xenoestrogens. These are maybe 1,000 to 10,000 times stronger than your body's estrogen from the environment I was in. And from an aging perspective, like that's not good news, right?
No, but since you're coming out of calcium deglucarate, help take some of those estrogen toxins out.
Oh, that's a cool thing. So I just launched calcium deglucarate. This is a new bulletproof supplement. And I've for a long time had a very powerful source of glutathione, the glutathione force. And the secondary pathway for the liver to detox things is calcium deglucarate. But I didn't even know that you were using glucarate. So what's your take on this stuff?
Well, usually when I do weight loss, I assume that everybody's estrogen dominant. And then when we look at the levels and we do the math, they are estrogen dominant. So if we assume the estrogen is coming from their gut, then I give them calcium deglucarate to help pull that out and detoxify it.
So what's going on there is...
Like chelating... and taking it out.
That's a good picture. So chelating is the idea of binding to a toxin so you can excrete
it. Yes, scrapping it and pulling it out.
And so what the calcium deglucarate does, it helps the liver find extra estrogen and get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
In my case, my testosterone, I think it's probably genetic, but maybe because I was obese, I've always turned testosterone into estrogen more efficiently than average. So I take this off. I've taken it for years in order to help me keep my estrogen levels low, because if they're too high, you're not going to like how you look.
No, so estrogen dominance, look, most people are overweight tend to be estrogen dominant. So most guys that come to me, their belly is like this. So we say, look, most likely you're estrogen dominant. So we take total testosterone divided by the estrogen. we get a number, that number should be between 40 and 50. The average guy tends to be less than 30.
So they're just...
That I see.
Too much.
Right.
And so, you see a lot of really successful people, though. They're not all obese, right? It's New York, not everyone knows that.
Well... Well, they may not be obese, but they're overweight. So the thing is, by definition, you know, if the BMI is over 29.9, but most of the guys who come in that I see, they come here just because they have a low libido, or they have a low sex drive, or they have problems with their erections, or they're tired.
Right.
And so when you come in with these three simple symptoms, you would expect, well, we'll check your testosterone and give you testosterone, which they're stunned when I said, well, no, we're going to check your estrogens, and we're going to look for fungal markers, and we're going to look for inflammatory markers. Are we going to run the genetics and see if you have a gene that's making you convert more testosterone into estrogen, or maybe you just can't metabolize or break down the estrogen? So there's a gene called the COMT gene, which we were talking about earlier. So people tend to be smart, people who tend to be motivated, people who, you know, high-functioning executives tend to have a mutation in that gene, which makes them, gives you more dopamine in your brain, but at the same time, it slows down the metabolism of estrogen. So you can detoxify the estrogen, so you can be smart and fat, basically.
That kind of described me to a T. So I'm going to be looking at my the full human genome, but I didn't bring the data with me.
Yeah,
let's see what my CMG scores are.
Well, I'd like to see what that COMT gene on yours look like.
You don't get that through 23andMe, though, right? You need to do more extensive testing?
Well, if you had the full human genome done, they should have
done everything,
that,
right?
Yeah.
But for the average listener, if they wanted to understand COMT.
So for the average listener, look, your traditional doctor may do it, but your alternative medicine doctor will do it. And it's called as capital C, capital O, capital M, capital T gene. So there's three possibilities. One where there is a mutation where you have excessive activity of the COMT gene, which means you break it down dopamine very, very quickly, which means you could also metabolize estrogen very quickly. And those people are so-called considered normal, but those people also, executive-wise, they're not as high-functional executives.
So dopamine's lower.
Dopamine's
just keeps
lower.
Getting used up.
So it keeps getting... So, you know, these... I tend to call them slackers. That doesn't mean they're lazy by any means. There are benefits to it. So people who have the so-called normal gene tend to function great under stress. People who have the mutated version, where they have less of the COMT, tend to be more executives, tend to be people who are in business, people who are running their own companies, people who just want to get up and go to work. They go to sleep at night and they're thinking about all these business things, which is great for them in their brain. But outside the brain, what it's doing to your body, the same gene also metabolizes estrogen and adrenaline.
So they have more estrogen, more adrenaline for stress,
right,
but more dopamine for smarts.
Smart. So, but sometimes these same people, if there is a crisis, they just like freeze. They just, because they become overwhelmed.
I used to be like that, for sure. And I'm not anymore because I've done the 40 years and I've done all this neurofeedback. So like I'm wired neurologically much more resiliently than I was before.
Well, I got to tell you, since I last saw you, you look amazing.
Oh, thanks.
But not just your skin and your body, but it's almost like you look more zen. And the thing is, there is a piece of I'm seeing you that I haven't seen before.
Oh.
So it proves your product that you're doing.
Oh, the training stuff.
The training stuff is working. Because when I saw you this morning, I said, gee, David, there's something different about you. And yes, physically I could see the weight, but there's a different aura about you.
You have a meditation practice. Are you willing to talk about your meditation stuff? I mean, it's part of anti-aging.
It's part of anti-aging. Look, I have a guru from India, and he taught me privately, which I was very fortunate to meet him about 20 years ago, and he was known that time. So I was fortunate to get private instruction. And so he taught me a meditation technique that literally, it almost feels like every cell in my body was having an orgasm.
Wow. I want that.
Well, it felt so good. Sometimes I'll be in meditation for 2, 3, 4 hours the office would be calling, screaming, "Your patient's at 10 o'clock and you're still not here." Because I just could not get out of that state. I didn't want to leave that state.
Is there a name for that state?
I didn't have a name for it then. But I remember he said to me, he says, "Look, if you keep doing this, you will become enlightened. You'll be see what nirvana feels like."
Wow.
He says, and so when I explained to him what was happening, he goes, "Well, you should back off because you still have to function in the material world. You still have to go to work. You still have to pay your bills." So, and I said to myself, "Yeah, maybe I do need to back off, but I love meditation." But the interesting thing is, what I've learned from meditation, it used to be that you go through this practice and eventually get to the point where the mind is calm and peaceful and still. But when you do this, could you do it automatically? Could you be sitting behind your desk and just go into that state? And now I think I'm at that point. Well, I could be studying, I could be reading. And I'm sure that's what your training does also. Helps you to get there where you don't have to sit and chant and do all these things, but you can just go right into that state. And so you can bring instant peace and relaxation.
A while ago, maybe 10 years ago, the Dalai Lama announced a prize. I think it was probably for either Gamma State or Delta State. I don't remember, but he basically said, "If someone can show me how to get into the state in less than 4 hours, there's $100,000 prize." And he's like, "Use neuroscience, I don't care. Like, it takes me too long, but I need this state."
Yeah, right.
I suppose for the average person who's maybe has a little meditation practice, it's a struggle to sit and be calm and focused and aware of what's going on in the body. And you, as a longtime meditator, and others I know have practiced like Art of Living, one of the guys who really was CEO of one of the companies I used to work for, has been doing yoga every morning for 35 years and without these breathing exercises. And for guys at your level of learning or his, you kind of carry it with you always. And then you can turn it on when you need to. But it sounds impossible for like someone who's just started meditating. How long did it take you before you could get there?
About 10 years.
About 10 years. So I'm a lazy guy. And that's why I started the neuroscience thing in Seattle, because I found that with a computer guiding me, instead of sort of fumbling around, I could cut the time down now. So I can always access like the state of like, it's, you feel it's like a peace and a gratitude thing.
Well, I think you just call it instant access.
It's not quite enlightenment, but it's closer than it was before.
But look, early when we spoke, I said to you, "I'm intrigued by what you're doing with neuroscience, and I would like to come."
Well, we'll do a trade. You can stick me with some stem cells and some of your other amazingness.
Yeah,
and that would be fun.
I would like to go to be conscious and be in the Delta state.
Yeah,
that would be
an
amazing feat. And stem cells, yeah, we'll hook you up tomorrow.
That sounds like a plan. Now, let's see, there's so many cool things to talk about. Let's talk about your approach to stem cells, what you think about them, and then let's talk about mesotherapy, because
okay.
I think no one listening has heard of mesotherapy, but you wrote a textbook on it, if I can get a textbook on it.
Well, it's more of an information book for prospective patients teaching them about it. But so if mesotherapy is a French medical specialty, and I have to tell you a funny story. When I was in practice, we were doing something called endomology for cellulite, and this woman, French woman, walked into my office and said, "Doctor, I'm here for mesotherapy." And I thought she'd lost her mind because I never heard about mesotherapy. And she started taking her clothes off. So it's
not a bad kind of patient.
As a traditional Western doc, I go, "What are you doing?" She goes, "What do you mean? I'm here for mesotherapy." She starts taking her clothes off. So I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. You got to leave my office right now." And so New York State is a very difficult state for doctors, so you don't know if you're being set up for something. So I ask her to leave. She starts yelling and screaming at me. She wouldn't leave. So we had to call 911.
Oh, my God.
And honestly, today I wish I could find this woman to apologize to. Because 2 weeks later, another woman came in and said, "Dr. Basuna, do you do mesotherapy?" And I said, "No." She says, "Well, you must learn it." So again, I thought she was crazy enough for mine, because in traditional medicine, whenever you hear something new, our first thing, our antennas go up and we think this must be quackery, because we're not trained to think outside the box and look at things differently. And so I said, okay, I'm going to listen this time. So she called the place in Paris and set up a course and says, I'll meet you there. I'll translate for you. So I said, okay, I'll go, except I didn't go because I thought it was quack recently. So anyway, I went.
How long ago is this, like 20 years ago?
This is, yes, about 20 years ago. So I went, actually 18 years ago. So in the end of 97, 98, I went and I studied and I said, oh my gosh, this is really, really amazing. So Dr. Pistol, who discovered mesotherapy, basically what they discovered was a method of administering medicines other than doing it orally or IV or rectally or through suppositories. The concept was injecting the medicine exactly at the site of the pathology. So, but you inject it into the skin. So if you inject it into the skin has what's called a redundant circulation. So whatever you inject in the skin will stay there up to 7 days and slowly leach out. And sometimes it could be up to 2 weeks. So they were using it for pain, they were using it for weight loss, they were using it for cellulite. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw the technique, I said, wow, this is pretty intriguing. So I'm going to go back home and do this stuff. But they were using all homeopathic stuff, and they were taking 80 treatments to get cellulite treated. So
80 treatments, 80 yeah. injections.
No, 80 treatments. So you go to the doctor 80 times.
And the injections are like 20 or 30 injections.
Well, they were doing like 8 to 10. So what I've done was modified it, mix homeopathic medicines with traditional medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would do cellulite 100, 200, 300.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting results between 3 and 20 sessions and 20 sessions.
Results you're getting was reduction in fat locally and reduction in cellulite?
So by definition, fat and cellulite is two different things.
Yeah.
So when people associate fat and cellulite, it's really a misnomer because skinny women tend to have the worst cellulite and fat women don't really care about cellulite. They care about losing weight.
Right. Okay.
So, and it's important people believe if you have cellulite, you're fat, but you're not. And I examine cellulite day long. I see skinny women tend to have the worst cellulite. So cellulites are just pockets of fat that, for whatever reason, be diet, whether it be a genetics, whether too much estrogen, whether it be from pregnancy, that shows up. And basically with cellulite, the estrogen levels have gone up and the fat makes the fat cells grow and they break through the connective tissue and sort of herniate out. And so you create these little bumps in the skin. So I target those cellulite, the steatomes, or let's call it little bumps for the audience, with medicines that shrinks the fat, increase circulation, help repair the collagen, and I inject it directly into the cellulite. Now, about 7 years ago, I did an interview for a magazine. I said, in 5 years from now, mesotherapy is going to be in every corner. Well, it's not quite there yet, but there's now over probably 200-300 doctors plus who are doing mesotherapy. We run 2020 and 2003 national TV show on mesotherapy. And Barbara Walters says, look, this is the next thing since sliced, the best thing since sliced bread. And that was a great introduction from her.
Yeah, I'll say.
And so the day that program aired, the next day there were like 20 mesotherapy training courses around the country. Doctors were flocking to learn about it. Obviously, there were skeptics. But now there's Kybella, which is approved to inject underneath the neck to break down fat. It's FDA approved for that. And the dermatologists who would not embrace mesotherapy are now doing this procedure, which is exactly what mesotherapy does. In fact, the active ingredient that's being approved for this, for shrinking fat underneath the neck, is the same thing I treated you with.
Oh, no kidding. What was it?
It's the oxycholic acid, but there's herbs in there too. Some herbal preparations.
I was twitching quite a bit when you did that. It was about 10 injections. But by the way, where I was treated, I've had, the technical term is bitch tits. since I was a teenager, all the guys in my family have it, and I make too much estrogen.
Right, you're estrogen dominant.
Yeah, and I was obese, which makes me even more estrogen dominant. So I always have a little bit of extra fat on my man boobs.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, let's see what we can do with this. I don't know if one treatment would really sign anything, but I was shaking for a little while.
You're a little shaky, so there's a little bit of aminophylline in there.
Okay.
Just to break down the fat.
Mm-hmm.
There's some phosphatidylcholine in there, and that causes cyclic AMP increase and also keeps the medicine longer in the fat, so you get a longer-term effect. and we had some artichoke, injectable artichoke, which we were talking about earlier. But it's interestingly enough, in studies that we've conducted, artichoke makes you break down fat faster than anything else when injected.
Because of the effects on, oh, it was injected.
Yeah. Right. So we took fat cells and we exposed it to all these different things that breaks down fat.
Yeah.
Deoxycholate kills all the fat cells. But when we look at the amount of fat in the jar when we give the cells artichoke, there's more fat being released from the fat cells, but it has to be injected.
So eating artichoke won't do anything with that. Taking it orally won't do anything. Taking it orally helps your liver, basically.
Right. It also helps your liver detoxify. It makes smooth muscles work better. Except I'm allergic to
artichoke.
So it's interesting because I injected myself and I got shaky.
Yeah.
But for me, it was probably the artichoke than anything else.
And so you got an adrenal response from an allergen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but so with mesotherapy, look, we use it to inject vitamins in the face, so it makes the skin look better. We do PRP in the scalp for hair loss. Now, it's interesting, PRP is really hot right now, but back in 2000, we were doing PRP in joints and faces and scalps. And in the last 3 years, somebody created the term vampire facelift, and that made PRP just go off the charts. Now, there was one PRP company back then. Now there's probably like 20, 30 PRP companies. And like anything else, as you know, not all PRP kits are the same. So I still use the original product because studies have shown they have the most PRP. So we mix that with growth hormone. And again, people think mesotherapy is just treating fat and just treating cellulite. But if you put some growth hormone with the PRP and inject it into the scalp, we see the hair start falling, we see the hair start growing. And if we mix the biofactors, the embryonic factors that comes, that approve legal to use, we mix it, we actually see the hair growing faster also.
Wow.
So, you know.
What about gray hair? My mom turned gray at like 20. And there's a genetic, all the guys in my family are bald, so I kept my hair, but I got a little bit of salt and pepper. I'm 44, though, so can you reverse that with this stuff? I would have to dye it like everyone else. I'm not going to, by the way.
So about 3 years ago, there's a product in the UK that was this looking to get approved, and I think the website was called No More Gray Hair, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a pill that you could take, but apparently never got anywhere, so...
Did it work?
They claimed it did, but... Obviously, you haven't heard about it because, look, if there's a way to fix gray hair, I'll be the first one in line. I'm going to knock you off the line.
And you're paying a lot of attention to this when you're looking at genetics and all.
So, look, the stem cells, though, one of the things, so you're going to be interviewing Alex Garcia one of these days, right?
Yeah.
So talk to him about it because he puts it on his website. His hair from the stem cells we injected using mesotherapy in the scalp, his hair is so thick.
He looks great. No one would guess how old he is, but he's...
Oh, let's not tell
him. Yeah, I'm not going to tell him, but he's told me. And Oscar has written some books on anti-aging. He's a mutual friend here in New York as well.
Yeah, he's written 4 books. And look, he's responsible for me being in New York because I was leaving Florida. And I'm sorry, leaving New York to go to Florida. And he says, look, you're like the world's expert in mesotherapy. Why would you go to the boonies in Florida? Stay here. And so he convinced me to stay in New York. So with the mesotherapy, we use it for PRP, we use it for stem cells, we use it for cosmetically the facial treatments, we do hands with it, inject it into aging skin, we inject cellulite, we break down fat. So let's say somebody had a love handle that they weren't happy, we could target that area of fat. So people are dieting and exercising, they'll lose weight, but sometimes a little bit of saddlebag, a little muffin top. In your case, you're pretty healthy, the man boobs, so we could inject all those things to amplify whatever program you're doing.
What age should people think about this? Like, there's a lot of people in their mid-20s who are, you know, have been obese or who are obese or just have some things they don't like. But there's also people who are, you know, 60.
Right.
What's a typical use case for mesotherapy?
Well, if we're talking about cellulite, the sooner you see it, the better you are. So, for instance, we take care of a lot of women who work in fashion. Mm-hmm. So, we do, their legs look perfect, but when they get photographed and you see the pictures and you see the cellulite, it drives them nuts. So they come in and they do their one treatment every 3 or 4 months to just keep their legs clean, free of cellulite. But typical program, 10 treatments, and then they'll do once a year. But people in fashion tend to come, they're like fanatical about their legs because it's your body. It's how you make a living.
Right.
And walking down a runway, so you have to look great. So those women come in like every 3 months to get a treatment.
Is this an expensive treatment?
Well, when people ask me that, my question is, I always respond by saying, look, what's the value of having great legs? And these women are getting paid hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to walk down the runway.
That's an asset that you invest in. That's like
so you're investing into your asset.
Yeah.
It's your instrument. Your body is your instrument. So, but then there the women who are executives who do this treatment, look, they go on vacations with their husbands. They go on vacations with their kids. They don't have the time to go out and work in the gym. And even working out doesn't get rid of cellulite. So it gives you fulfillment. Look, women who have cellulite, they're sad, okay? They're unhappy. They feel depressed. It limits them socially. They don't want to wear a swimsuit. They don't want to wear a skirt. So quality of life is affected. So could you put a price on that? Well, my price is $750 per treatment, but the benefits to the patient,
mm-hmm.
that some people look in 3 treatments, they're done.
And also, so you're in New York, we're 1 block off Central Park. This is what, Fifth Avenue? Or,
right. No.
So like this is kind of a Tony neighborhood, and you have high-end clients.
Right.
There's about 250,000 people listening
right.
all over the world. But
right.
So if you're in, you know, Podunk, Iowa, which is actually a city, right?
Right.
Is there sort of like a going national price when you're not in like you're one of the highest end
right.
anti-aging guys there is. So.
Well, first of all, no offense to Podunk, Iowa. So I graduated from Des Moines,
Iowa. Of course, there you go. I can picture home stuff.
And I loved growing up and going to school in Iowa. I had the best time of my life out there, so it was amazing.
You grew up in Iowa?
No, I went to medical school.
Just medical school. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and so I really had a great time out there. So just had this, just say that about Iowa. So anyway, look, pricing throughout the country varies. For instance, New York, you're allowed to charge more because our malpractice is more.
Yeah.
The price of rent, for instance, I go to friends' offices and they have 8,000 square feet and they're paying less than $5,000 in rent for New York. In a medical office, you have 1,000 square feet. It's about $10,000-$12,000
yeah.
in rent. So also there are other factors that goes into play.
Level of expertise. I mean, you're one of the.
Well, I didn't want to say it. Sounds a little.
No, but
it's
a fair point. Like, if you go to someone who just got trained, hasn't done many of these things,
right.
it'll probably work fine. They've just been trained.
Right.
But if you're making $100,000 per afternoon walking down a runway. Like, you don't want like potholes.
Exactly. Well, look, expertise are important, and I have people who will come from different states, and I said, but I trained a doctor in your state. Why don't you go to that doctor? Well, you know, that doctor's only been doing it for 2 months or 3 months, and sometimes these doctors don't follow up and get updates because science changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I change my formulas, I change my methods, I change techniques as
yeah.
science. I evolve, so I'm constantly improving what I do. For instance, when we were doing PRP in the ear, it was great, but now we use a dermapen with the PRP, we get better results. Now we add the biofactor, so I'm constantly evolving what we do. So it's not like the same thing all the time.
It's a fascinating field, and a lot of listeners right now probably don't realize that there's so much going on. And what you're doing is you're mixing, you know, IV stuff, topical stuff, and a lot of nutrition, a lot of gut healing, hormone.
Yeah.
You're looking at every angle here.
Yeah, well, look, let's talk hair loss for a second.
Yeah.
So we don't think of hair loss as coming from the gut. So if you didn't have enough stomach acid, so there's a thing called a Heidelberg pH test where when you swallow an electronic capsule, it measures your stomach acid. And most people gag about it, but when they do it, when I say gag, they gag the thought of doing it, but
yeah.
But
there's no wires. It's wireless, right?
So you could do it with the wireless, but it's in 30 minutes, a capsule will leave your stomach and go into your intestine, so you'll lose the test.
Okay.
But I actually put like a sewing thread on it. I just take it back out. So because when it's moving, you could tell, but you could see the stomach acid. So people who tend to have low stomach acid tend to have more hair loss because they just can't absorb the minerals. Mm. So if you can't absorb the copper and the zinc, you will have hair loss. You know, they can't absorb, digest their protein. They can't, if you don't have stomach acid, you can't absorb B12.
I'm telling you, this was such a problem for me in my late 20s when I first realized how bad things were. They said I was going to die of a stroke and a heart attack and all this bad stuff.
Wow.
I was cognitive dysfunction. Yeah, it was like, I think I was 29 when I got the lab results. So, like, you had very high risk for a clot. I'm like, good God, this was a wake-up
call. I'm 29 years old.
Yeah, I'm going to die like I'm 100. And so I reversed that, but I had to take 6 grams of betaine HCL, which is a supplement that basically adds acid. I don't have to take any right now. My stomach acid production is back up.
Acid.
But it, so for people listening, that matters.
Well, it makes a big difference. Like, I've seen people with chronic constipation, had no stomach acid, gave them betaine, and they say, oh, that feels like a miracle. Because now you can digest your food, so you can propel it through.
Yeah, and if you think about this, if you're not absorbing 20% of your minerals because your stomach acid is a little bit low, you're not going to feel it tomorrow. So I'm fine. But 10 years from now,
that's right.
It's a slow decline. And my anti-aging strategy is I find every one of those, like, death by 1,000 cuts. And if it's relatively simple to prevent or reverse it, I'll do it because it's a sum of all these little things.
Yeah. So one of my patients said, you know, Dr. Bassoon, whenever I talk to you, it seems as though there's a compendium of small things wrong with me. But I said, do you mind if I use that? So I wrote it down. Because literally, if you take all these small things, it's like a stack of dominoes, really. You know, you have a whole bunch of small things. Someday you hit that stuff and the whole pile goes.
Yeah.
So it's easier to do your prevention now. And if you do the prevention now, look, even though I was telling patients about anti-aging stuff, I myself didn't start taking supplements until I was like, 42 years old.
You mind if I ask how old are
you? Yeah, I'm 55.
55. You got pretty darn good smooth skin for sure.
Oh, I do my own anti-aging. So my thing is, I say to patients, they go, doctor, but you're recommending all these things. And I said, look, it's really easy to prevent stuff. Now, when you get a stroke or heart attack, just the hospital bill alone is going to be $500,000 between your rehab, between the ICU care, and that's us including you losing a time from work to time from family, and you may not be able to go back to work.
Yeah.
So it's easier to prevent than to wait until you need to do an intervention.
Do you tell your patients to avoid sunlight?
I'm sort of like in the air about that because, look, there's a Harvard professor who said in the Department of Dermatology, people are getting skin cancers because they're not going into the sun.
Yes.
And he got fired.
But he was right.
He was 100% right. And even though the medical literature said, you know, going into the sun causes this stuff, but they didn't realize this guy, he's a Harvard professor, he lost his job. The sunlight makes vitamin D, which boosts your immune system so you can fight off the stupid cancer. So we talk about these people in Asia and Africa and South America, there's no epidemic of skin cancers. But we see people in the US and the Europeans who go in the sun and they put the sunblock on. So it's kind of, you're canceling out the beneficial effects of the sun.
I looked for research on my new book that comes out in April. It's called Headstrong. And it's about mitochondrial function, which you feel in your brain first because
right.
You have so many mitochondria there, but it's also in the cardiac system and the eyes. Ultraviolet light is a mitochondrial signal. So is red light and blue light. And blue light, unfortunately, inhibits mitochondrial function. So when you avoid the sunlight, you're under fluorescent lights, LED
right.
lights. So you're getting actually an inhibitory signal, so you make less energy. So I decided, I live in Canada, it's dark this time
right.
of year. So I have a tanning lamp. It's got more UVB than UVA.
Right.
But I give myself 10 minutes on the front, 10 minutes on the back. I sit on my Bulletproof Vibe while I'm doing it. And so that's kind of my morning routine. And I feel better when I do that.
Look, it makes a big difference. Look, in the wintertime when I'm walking to work, I will always walk on the sunny side of the street.
It's wise. And,
you know, Leslie, when we walk to work, she says, why do you do that? I says, I'm going to walk in the vitamin D side of the street. So I don't have a pain. Wherever the sun's shining, I'm going to go walk in that sunlight, because there's a reason why we as human beings evolve on this planet. And we are exposed to sun. Sunlight is beneficial. So going back to the answer, really I tell people it's important to get sun. And if you're going to get sun, don't put the sunblock on, because you're negating the benefits of the sunlight.
And that's the difference between an anti-aging expert and a dermatologist. Because the dermatologist always put sunscreen. I'm like, you know, why would I put sunscreen on? Unless I'm going to go surfing in Hawaii where I'm going to get baked for 10 hours or something. No.
Well, that's actually a good model. You put the sunscreen on, you get more skin cancer, and you come back and see the dermatologist.
It's a recurring revenue model.
that's how we do it. It's not prevention, but it's really, you do need some sunshine. And look, the people have even talked about getting up in the morning and right as the sun rises, just go look at that sunshine and get it right in your eyes.
Without sunglasses. Right?
Without sunglasses. So you do it early in the morning at midday. So it's not so powerful, because it's also important for your brain to, the photoreceptors, to get that light.
There's a whole bunch of receptors in the eyes that are not involved in vision, that are involved in regulating your mitochondria and your circadian, like your light-dark cycle, the whole biology. So I've been doing a lot of research on those lately. And in the book, I write about a couple of new inventions that help to manipulate that, because if you do that, what you just said, in the morning, you're going to sleep better. And you're an anti-aging doc. So if people sleep better, what happens to their aging?
First of all, going back to sleeping and aging, most people won't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
And if they don't get enough, or they don't get enough restful sleep, so your body can't heal, you can't recover. And when you sleep, your brain makes these missile bodies in your brain to recover. So if you don't have the sleep, it's very important.
It's funny you mentioned sleep. I'm going right after we finish this, I'm going to go over and meet Arianna Huffington. Thrive Global has a pop-up. I'm going to record a podcast with her. But she just came out with a new book about sleep, and her whole new company is really sleep-focused.
Oh, wow.
Which is really cool. So I love hearing sleep evangelism. And what you said is restful sleep.
Restful.
Not just get more sleep.
Not more sleep.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You could have 3 hours of sleep and have restful sleep. Actually, there's a Xyrem, I don't know if you've heard of it. It used to be GHB.
It's
day rape drug.
Yeah, but it's the best sleep drug ever.
Yeah, so it's FDA approved for sleeping, for narcolepsy.
Can I get a script for that somewhere? I gotta talk to my doc. This is awesome. I didn't realize, because GHB for growth hormone I was sad when it was unavailable, but it was made illegal.
Yeah, so except it's extremely caustic, and it's like $3,000.
Good God!
For
something that was available for $2 on the street.
You can still go to Mexico. People are buying the six packs. People in California have said, oh, just go to Mexico and buy. So I'm not advocating that, just to be clear.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, when you took that and you slept and you woke up, because it puts you into really deep sleep, after 2 hours of sleep, it was like 8 hours of sleep, and you were so rested and you had so much energy. In fact, I've taken it once for jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came back from India, went to bed, took two doses, there's no jet lag.
GHB was the first, it naturally occurs in the body. It's actually a nutritional supplement, not a pharmaceutical. It's the first nutritional supplement that was taken off the market with a press release without a change in law. So it just was repositioned by some regulatory bodies as a date rape drug, even though it's very hard to use for that. They have much stronger tranquilizers that are used. And I've always been sad, because as an anti-aging substance, and for people who fly a lot, it's so important, but $3,000 out of pocket, good God, that's too much.
That's way expensive, and it's just too much. It's ridiculous. And I think it's the reason it's gone up is regulations on the company, because actually a doctor was prosecuted for prescribing it. A psychiatrist was prosecuted for giving it off label. So, but it does work, and so the company is very vigilant about doing this.
What about, say, Ambien for sleep, or one of those other sleep drugs? What's your take on that from a sleep perspective and an aging perspective?
So I've had people in the past take an Ambien and walked around the house and did things that they won't crowd off. So don't have to give an Ambien script, I try not to. So one of the things I talk to people about, blue light, so limit your exposure an hour before. Well, look, I have a patient who's a CEO of an internet company who can't sleep. I says, what do you do when you lay in bed? On my iPhone. I said, here's the deal. You should know blue light suppresses melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, oh, I didn't know that. I came back 5 days later. He says, you know what I do? I put my phone in the drawer exactly like you said,
mm-hmm.
and I turn it down so I can still hear it if something's important. So when if I get a text, the blue light doesn't flash in my eye while I'm sleeping. He says, now he's sleeping. He told just doing that. So I have tons of people don't watch TV an hour before. You know, most of the time if you lay in bed and you just read actually a book, you'll fall asleep. You're not getting the blue light from watching on TV. You're not getting it from the iPhone, the smartphone. Or there's a program called getflux.com.
Yeah.
And
I've been recommending it for 12 years now.
Oh, you never told me about that.
There's actually a new one called Iris that's even stronger.
That's even better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to download that. I have it in all my computers.
Oh, okay.
In fact, my glasses that I read with at home, I have them with the Excelsior blue blocking lens on my
screen.
So when I'm in front of my computer at home, I have blue blocking lenses on there.
Check out, I'll show this to the camera too, but I did this thing to my iPhone. See, I press, and I said, no, that's what it normally looks like. So this is a really bright screen. And then I'm going to press this button. Let's see. I'm going to reduce the white point on here. And so now it's still
on,
but now there's less brightness. I don't know if you guys will be able to see this on YouTube, the difference, but I'll do a video for you on how to make these changes. But here's the cool thing. Check this out. And now I'm going to put on the color filter. So now I've got a red background, and I think people can see that if they're on YouTube. And when I'm reading on my phone at night, I have this on, which radically reduces the blue.
Oh, which program is this?
This is actually built into iOS. These are the accessibility settings,
wow.
For people with visual impairities, or visual impairities, that's not a word.
Well, that's all right, we just made up a new word.
It's like an impurity and an impairment mixed, impairity.
Well, we can make up
words. I can show you how to do that on your phone. I'll do a video for people, but it's basically you press the home button 3 times, and so you have control during the day, you can still see it, but
right.
I found, for me, controlling my light exposure is critically important, and next time I visit you, I'll have some new tricks for even better than Excelsior things that are coming out. So.
This is awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
I can't wait to do this on my phone.
Now, we're coming up on the end of the show, but I've got to ask you this question that I ask all the guests.
Okay.
So someone comes to you tomorrow, and they say, look, Dr. Bassoon, I want to perform better at everything I do.
Right.
Like, what are the 3 most important things that you'd offer me as advice? This is from your entire life. It doesn't have to be just your medical practice.
So, 3 things. So, one of the things, it depends on the 3 things. So, are we talking pharmaceuticals? Are we talking exercise? Are we talking
3 most important things? It could be, love thy neighbor. Whatever. Just your path is like the things that matter the most.
Okay. So, look, most of my patients come in here, they're tired. They run down. So, one of the first things we do is, believe it or not, we talk about bulletproof coffee.
No, are you kidding me? Really?
Yes, I'm not kidding you, for real. Okay, and I sit here, you see my big cup up there.
Yeah.
Because I still have my Christmas cup. And so patients, I say, look, this is what I'm drinking. Okay.
Wow.
And so I tell them that, and I tell them why I drink it. Except I'm allergic to coffee, so I drink bulletproof green tea. And so I explain to them why I choose that, because my heart races.
And so you're putting brain octane, grass of butter, and green tea.
Right. Right. And I actually use ghee.
Did you use the bulletproof ghee?
No.
We make it now. I'll get to send you some.
It's easy to keep me up. I'd like to try that. I'm just discovering SAMe and methylation. I'm thinking to myself, if I had to pick one supplement, it used to be CoQ10 fish oil. But SAMe, it methylates your whole body, and it also cleans out your DNA. So from an anti-aging point of view, I love SAMe. And SAMe,
it's also an antidepressant. Yeah.
It does everything. It helps your joint pains. It helps your back pain. Because it's all through enhancing methylation. And most people who have an issue with methylation, where they can't methylate, or methyl groups are attaching to your DNA, so it helps you clean that out also. So that's important. And I always like people to get on some sort of exercise program. So so that's the 3 things I do, and I really love, believe it or not, you gotta go make some SAMe.
All right. I definitely just came off calcium-D-glucarate. Mm-hmm. You mentioned methylation. We've got methyl B12 and methyl folate.
Right.
It just came out because these are supplements I've used for years, I've recommended for years, and I just finally realized that let me make the pure ones without all the weird fillers and all, because there's a lot of weirdness in supplements.
Yeah, look, methylation is so important, so the more I take my supplements, I literally put my methyl B12 in my tongue if I walk out the door. I take a SAMe in the morning, I take a CoQ10 and the methyl B12, and then I take my handful of supplements like about an hour or two later.
Yeah, you saw me take mine right when I first started.
I'm all like, hey, we should have a competition to see whose handful is bigger. You, Oz, and I could sit there and compare how many supplements we're taking.
So people listening, some of them will say, but you know, how much, what's the dollar value of the supplements? And I don't actually know, but there's probably 10 or 20 bucks worth of supplements in my hands. Because I take the highest end, somebody makes the highest end stuff that's
right.
more affordable. But, and I take some rare, expensive ones that are not necessary. What is like an entry level? If you're 30 years old, you don't want to be old, but it's easier to do preventive maintenance. What's an average daily or monthly budget that someone should think about investing in supplements just for preventative stuff?
So when people pose that question to me, I always say to them, so you get your nails done, okay, you get your hair done, you know, but does it do anything for inside here? It does not. So when you put that in perspective, the budget, you can have a budget, but I don't like to do a budget. The reason being is when we look at your comprehensive labs and you have a deficiency of vitamin D and you have a deficiency of zinc, and you have a deficiency of all your B vitamins, you know, you look at fatty acids, only fatty acids, the omega-3s are not good. You can't put a budget on that. But so if you say, educate people why you need to take it. Now, certainly there are multiple different brands they could choose from. And I always tell people, look, manufacturers have a choice where you could buy lot A ingredients, lot B, lot C, and lot D.
We test the crap out of this.
Right.
Yeah.
So you really want to take the highest, purest product you could find. So you're going to have to pay a little bit more. So a 30-year-old guy, look, you know, if you were to take a multivitamin, if you had to take a fish oil, a CoQ10, and a good fish oil is going to cost 50, 60 bucks. A good CoQ10 is going to cost about that much. Phosphatidylserine also helps with focus and concentration. It also helps push cortisol inside the cells. Zinc helps block the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. So I tell people, especially if you're going to drink, take zinc before you drink, because it's an aromatase inhibitor. Alcohol makes you make more estrogen, and zinc's pretty cheap.
Yeah, we have a zinc and copper blend that I came out with, because people are usually high on one or the other, so getting the right ratio.
Well, none of the ratio. No, I see you made the face, but the ratio is important, because if you take zinc alone, you will deplete copper.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to replace the copper, so that's why it's important to take zinc with copper.
So I figured I just mix them in the same pill to save pills.
Well, you did. Even though you were trying to save pills, it actually worked out right, because the way, and I had a hard time finding zinc mixed with copper, because most manufacturers make zinc, but we went through 50 brands before I could find zinc with copper, because when you take zinc, you will deplete copper.
Yeah, and likewise, you take copper, you get toxic if you don't have zinc.
Right.
So I felt that people, like as a service bill, they should be mixed, and I didn't like only taking one or the other.
Yeah. So you did it right.
We didn't even talk about that before. I'm not sure you even knew that we had that coming out. Now, we're up on the end of the show, and I always have a fun time chatting. We've had a chance to chat multiple times before. This is never on camera. Where can people find out more info about your practice? I'm sure there's some New Yorkers who probably want to check out what you're up to.
Yeah, we at, I think it's antiagingm.com.
And so it's the letter M.
So the word antiaging space M.com.
Okay.
And or they could punch in Liondale Medical.
Liondale Medical.
Yeah.
And you're Dr. Lionel Bissoon, B-I-S-O-O-N. So you're easy to Google.
Right, two S, two O's, and then B-I-S-S.
Oh, I only said one S, sorry.
Yeah,
there's two S's
right
there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Not Bison Bissoon.
Yeah. Yeah, don't go to Bison, he's the orthopedic surgeon. Unless you want to have a bone fix.
There you go.
Look, I didn't get a job once because of my name. They said, look, we have a Dr. Bishop, we have a Dr. Bassoon, and we have a Dr. B- bisons if we give Bassoon a job. We'll have a serious problem. Nobody would know who to page.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I actually didn't get the residency position because of my name, believe it. But at least the guy was honest and told me that.
It's a real operational thing. I can tell you, on our executive team, we've had three Davids. But how does that work?
Calling for David.
Right. It's confusing. All right, Dr. Bassoon, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for being on Bulletproof Radio, and I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you like today's show, you know what to do. Head on over to Bulletproof and try some of the new supplements. The new calcium D-glucarate is a really powerful detoxer. And
great for estrogen.
For estrogen, that's true.
So that's why I typically recommend it for estrogen detox.
Specifically estrogen. And there's some pesticides and things like glutathione is the primary detoxer.
Yeah.
This is secondary.
Right.
But I take it for my estrogen, and it helps. So you can feel a difference.
So senior estrogen is in your gut and the intestines. Calcium D-glucarate will take that up also.
Oh, so if you're eating stuff that has excess estrogen, like soybeans or something?
Yeah, most people, the standard American diet, trust me, has estrogens in your food.
And there's a direct binding? It's not a liver excretion thing? I didn't know it binds.
Yeah, also have your gut also.
That's news to me. I usually know these weird things. That's a cool thing. So head on over, try out calcium D-glucarate, maybe copper zinc, a few new supplements that are out there, because I figure, there's some things that we do every day, right? We drink water, which is I just came out of fat water that is now available. It's got brain octane in it.
Oh,
so
nice.
Man, I got to get you some of the latest stuff. So it's got no sugar, but it's got a little bit of micro droplets of brain octane. So you actually feel like a pretty nice buff.
That's a great creation.
And the idea is people put protein in water and sugar in water. You don't want that in your water.
Put fat in there. There you go.
And then we've got...
You know what? That'd be a great press release.
Oh, it's happened. It won most innovative new beverage at the Beverage Industry Awards.
Oh, wow.
It's just coming on the market.
You'll see
it at some of the big retailers pretty soon. And then we've got coffee, because people drink that every day. And we've got bars, because people often have to eat those when they're hungry.
I love that lemon bar.
And then the final thing is, okay, people take their vitamins every day. So I just want to do those things right. You're going to do it anyway. Just do it a little bit better.
Right.
And it's just it's a shift in what you're doing, not a change in a big way. And so I'm really working to make it easy.
Right. Well, look, you can't really put a price on feeling good.
It's priceless, because when I was 26, I felt so crappy. I had $6 million, I felt like crap, and I'm like, I have to solve this, because otherwise it's like you're gonna die if you don't.
And you had asked me about those three things you'll tell people to do. I have a lot of executives come in here and go, they let price dictate their health, and I always say to them, you can't let the price dictate your health. But supplements don't cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, if you could drive a Porsche, trust me, you could buy some good quality
well said.
Nutrition. And people will tell you, I have a Lamborghini park outside, but they'll say, well, I don't want to spend $50 on fish oil. I'm like, well, you got priorities. Your health should be the most important thing. And if you had to spend $200-$300 a month in prevention, that's the best thing you can do.
I'm grateful to be able to do that. And if I have expensive pee, I'm also grateful for that.
It's all right.
Some of the vitamins don't make it out.
And that drove me nuts, because the doctor in television says taking all those vitamins will make expensive pee. Which what she didn't understand is that's a metabolic breakdown products that you're excreting, not the active forms. And I was ready to send NBC a letter about it, but thank God they got rid of it.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Dr. Bassoon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem, or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests.
This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.